Piedmont Triad region of North Carolina is getting a new urban park. It will honor the legacy of a man who bought his freedom from enslavement. The park's roots go back to the 18th century, anchored in an African-American story that's unique to the city of Winston-Salem. David Ford of member station WFDD reports.
The Single Brothers House sits across from Salem Square in Winston-Salem. It was completed in 1769. Timber framing, exposed brick, clay tile roof. The enormous space has the feel of an ancient dorm.
At the age of about 14, a Moravian boy would have completed his formal education and he would have come here to this building to live.
That's Old Salem Museums and Gardens president and CEO Terry Taylor. The Moravian Church is a Protestant denomination founded in the 1720s in Germany. In the United States, the oldest and largest Moravian settlements can be found in Pennsylvania and North Carolina.
Here he would have been trained to have been a tradesman of some type, and then he would have been lived here his entire life unless he got married.
Up to 60 single brothers slept, ate, worked, and worshipped in this building. In 1786, one of them was black, born into enslavement, and his name was Peter Oliver. His story began years earlier in Virginia. Fearful of being sold off to harsher circumstances, he asked the Moravians to buy him. Martha Hartley is Old Salem's director of Moravian research. She recently spoke at an event honoring Oliver and his descendants.
Here we already see, this is a teenager, you know, 19 years old when he's in Salem. He is already using his agency to press for what he wants. He's asked them to buy him, which they did. He's baptized, which provides him the opportunity within this Moravian world to be a spiritual equal.
Baptized Petrus, or Peter Oliver, he would go on to leverage his agency in many other ways. He became a skilled potter, further enhancing his value, and saved money through his work. Eventually, he was able to purchase his freedom through diligence and a clever plan, one that he was actively involved in, orchestrated alongside members of the Moravian leadership. In 1800, the Moravian Church in Salem sold Oliver to a Moravian from Pennsylvania, where slavery had been abolished.
Peter Oliver goes to Pennsylvania, and he goes before a magistrate to say, I am held unlawfully. He has his document that says he's the property of so-and-so. So he went before this judge, and the judge says, that's right. So it was really a quite brilliant plan. And because the Moravians here in Salem were closely tied to the Moravians in Pennsylvania, they were able to make it work.
As a freed man, Peter Oliver returned to Salem, eventually married, settled down, farmed a 4-acre plot of land, and raised a family. By the time of his death in 1810, he'd become an esteemed member of the community and was one of the last black Moravians to have been buried alongside whites in God's Acre, the Moravian term for cemetery. Each year, Peter Oliver's many descendants gather to honor his life and their connection to his legacy. And his story may soon be celebrated year-round in a very public way. The planned Peter Oliver Pavilion Gallery, a new urban park, will be built on the same 4-acre tract of land that he farmed more than 2 centuries ago. At the design drawing's unveiling ceremony in Single Brothers House in January, Oliver descendant Hobart Jones Sr. addressed the audience.
My sister is in charge of the family reunion this year. It'll be in Winston-Salem. The people coming, they're all excited right now, and they don't even have a clue of what all they're missing. But we gonna show them come August, the second weekend in August. I'm just grateful that I'm still here sharing with my children, this community, because we got a story to tell.
The park has been designed by California-based landscape architect Walter Hood, who presented his drawings. Hood grew up and went to college in North Carolina, and his work creating public spaces for reflection on issues of race and others can be found in major cities across the U.S.
One of the wonderful things here in Salem is there's a larger story, and the story is Moravia, the community, and then the story of an enslaved person coming into a community and advocating for his own freedom. So once you start collecting all of this history, you see that African Americans are a diverse culture of people in American history.
Seeing this project come to fruition, returning full circle to the same place where their ancestor lived and worked, is a source of pride for Peter Oliver's descendants. Among those in attendance at the design unveiling was Robin Paul, mother of Wake Forest University's standout and NBA basketball superstar, Chris Paul.
Because you think back 250 years, don't nobody go back there that far. You know, a lot of families could go maybe 100 years, but 250 years. So we are really blessed and honored to be part of this Oliver family.
The goal now is to raise between $6 and $10 million for the park, with hopes of a groundbreaking by 2025. For Here and Now, I'm David Ford.